I feel like you didn't even check. I feel like
why
you
just said words. Why would I check? It's been free the last 17 times we've driven it.
I asked you to check.
Oh, you didn't ask me to check. You said, which way is the fastest way? And we got recorded of you saying, which way is the fastest way?
I don't think that that's
so
true.
We're fighting.
Okay, it's on.
So a couple of episodes I was recording have a really loud noise, so we should probably give it a second to let the car cool down and then start talking.
Okay.
Because I bet right now that's blowing, and I think it was pointed at it, so maybe try to make sure that your vents just pointed straight at your balls instead of at that.
Well, I don't mind where it's pointed, as long as there's cold air blowing from here to here.
Then turn the other one. Yeah.
What is this bullshit? It bounced all the way back when I did the flick.
Yeah?
Okay, good. It stayed.
Well, we're recording, so...
Oh, God, did I just break this?
I know. Well, I figured I would... Oh, please tell me you just broke my car.
No, there we go.
Okay.
It's just opposite now.
Oh. Really?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It should be fine. I think it's fine.
Because it'd be great if you just broke my car.
So like, are you serious that it'd be great? Because it might actually be broken.
I mean, it'd be funny if I had to fix it.
Yeah, I think it like doesn't close all the way.
It never closed all the way.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be fine then. You decide! Vote on sitsock.com, which isn't a real site now.
Hopefully this is enough time for it to be not noisy. I guess I can look and see the levels are at. Hey, Kyle, say something.
Say something. Dun, 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 dun.
I say let's just start talking. You okay in the back there? Is this in the car warm enough for you for the first time in your life? Okay, easiest way is to get on 36, right? Which one's faster right now? Kyle.
The back way.
The back way?
Yeah, 100%. Is? Don't get on the highway.
Okay.
Just go straight at Richard.
Straight?
What did you put? Oh, hi.
Ooh, piece of candy.
No, I noticed it. I just started to tickle me a little bit. Is it recording now?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Oh.
I'll edit
Sit this sock sound that. Test.
Jesus, never do that again.
All right, everybody, welcome to Sit Sock again. I'm Kyle.
This is Kendrick. I'm not sure what you've heard because there'll be some editing. And there might still be some editing because the air is blowing a little bit. But I figured
so
I
should clap again.
No, please, for the love of God, never do that again. Because I found out if I have a noise, I can reduce the noise cancellation. But if people are talking during the noise, I can't do that so good. So you know, farts and stuff and stuff and farts and farts and butts and butts and farts and butts and butts and butts and farts. That's the noise. So anyway,
so like, let's think about nature real quick.
Define nature.
So I'd like to share an experience my father enlightened me upon at this camping trip that we just went on a few weeks ago.
16,000 months in the future.
And Dad, I know you're never going to listen to this, but I am out loud going to say that you often pee in public.
Hi, Rick.
And that's a thing you do. I mean, it's just something you do. You're
nothing
comfortable
wrong
with
that.
It. Sometimes people like to pee. And like they gotta go, and you're camping, so it's okay. And you're in your property, so it's okay. So it doesn't really matter. But it
doesn't matter.
There was a guy who camped next to us at one point at this campground who was smoking weed.
Oh.
And my dad couldn't remember that smoking weed wasn't illegal. He's like, I shouldn't be worried about peeing in public. That guy's smoking weed next door. And I was like, one of those things is decidedly still illegal.
Well, you were on private property?
Campground property, so it's private.
I don't know if you can smoke weed there.
Well, I don't know. You're right. Maybe you're right. But one of them is unquestionably illegal, which is pulling your penis out and peeing in public.
Well,
only if you get caught, which goes back to my whole idea that you only get in trouble if you ever get caught.
That's true.
So everybody just do whatever you want as long as you don't get caught doing it.
Well,
learning.
I'm actually not sure how the laws are for that because, I mean, public urination is a thing, but I thought that was more of a city ordinance than a state.
I don't know. I have no idea. I just figured that one of them was decidedly going to get you into more trouble because people generally don't like to see surprise deep penises.
Yeah.
I used to do that a lot. Turns out people don't like it.
Yeah, we don't like it when we suddenly see a dick. For the record, weed smoking is still a federal crime.
Yeah, that's true. But so is pulling your penis out.
Yeah.
I think. Amy, fact check. Okay. Good.
Is it a federal crime to pull your penis out?
Yes.
Okay, where do I go?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I go right? It says the road's closed.
I don't know. Just go.
It says no right. No, it specifically says there's no right turn.
Well, then I don't really know where you go from here to turn around.
Right here? Forward? Are you going this way? Yep. I think we go this way. That's where she pointed. So.
Yeah, you turn around.
That's the wrong ass way, but there we go.
Yeah, get on the unpaid.
I don't know why she pointed me. She brought me forward and then said to go this way.
Nobody's paying attention.
No one is paying attention. I don't know why she sent me that way and pointed that way.
You can might be able to go that way though.
I don't know. Let's go on an adventure. I'm watching.
Turn right up here.
Where?
The next right.
You can turn. I think that's my only option.
Okay, good.
Kyle, I feel like you didn't even check. I feel like you just said words.
Why would I check? It's been free the last 17 times we've driven it.
I asked you to check.
Oh,
you failed.
You didn't
ask
me to check. You said which way is the fastest way. And we got recorded of you saying which way is the fastest way.
I don't think that that's true.
So we're fighting.
I guess the assumption I made is that you would have checked because there's no...
Why would I check a normal route for construction?
There's no possible way. You could have known which is the fastest way without checking.
The fastest way is the way that doesn't go on the highway, which typically has traffic.
That's not true.
It is. The highway would have been slower, probably still.
We haven't made it to our destination yet.
Yeah. We wouldn't have made it to our destination if we were on the highway either.
Right. So we can't really conclusively determine whether or not this path
Well, I don't want to sit in traffic, and you're on Sheridan already, so get wrecked. You just got to Sheridan faster.
Get... Right. But it was one exit.
Amy, where's the thing?
I don't think we would have had that much traffic. Because we're on Sheridan, but we're north of the highway.
He wants
the annoying horn sound.
Yeah, because Kendrick just got wrecked.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
We're farther away from your house than we were when we started.
No, because we would have dropped you off on the other side of 36 anyway. Because that's the easiest way to get on
that's
that
a volcano.
Back road. It is a volcano. I want to go to that. Anyway...
The fuck are we talking about?
You were talking about how you got a little mad that we had to change directions, and then you ended up in the wrong lane. And now
I got mad at the lady that was pointing where I was supposed to go, and yes. I went the wrong way.
And then you almost got us all killed by a steamroller.
I don't know why she wasn't just standing in my way. Why she was standing off to the side like?
Well, there was a sign that said no something.
No right.
So that was enough, right?
But it was there was a lane. I got confused. She wasn't helping.
She was on her phone, man. She doesn't get paid to.
Who cares?
To
moving on.
So the Aquabats have a Kickstarter up. It's hopefully not dead yet.
It will be done by the time
okay,
it's
well,
airs.
They had
so
a
there
Kickstarter
was a Kickstarter up.
We
it
should
was
move
successful
this episode
question
forward.
Mark?
I don't know. I hope it's successful. If you like the Aquabats and have money, then you should give them money. So
yeah, you know what?
Make
Let's push
stuff.
This to next week, because if I do it to next week, then it'll be
still yeah up.
It'll still be up, I think. So
but yeah,
go
so
check it out.
They have some
There'll
pretty
be a
cool
link
pledge
in the
stuff.
Thing.
They did a very. They're asking for $1.1 million. And
at their
base. That seems like a lot, yeah. But it's nice because the guy breaks down, their manager breaks down the costs, right?
To the dollar.
Yeah. Did you read that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So you can back me up what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. No, he actually does a really good job
15% goes to Kickstarter. That's
yep.
a lot.
Yep.
So think about that. That 15% of $1.1 million is like at least $7 million, right?
That's at least $255 million.
Yeah. At least $1 trillion. So... That brings you down to, like, what is it? 15 is, like, 8-something, 800,000-ish.
So it'd be just shy of a million, basically, like 900,000.
Oh, that's
or
right.
So, right.
So it'd be, like, 100,000 plus half of 100,000.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 900,000-some, right?
And then 30% of it, I think, goes to all the goes to all the Kickstarter stuff.
These guys are all driving like dick.
Yeah, this lane is shitty because people, like...
Everything's shitty.
Yeah. Goes to, like, all the Kickstarter prizes and shit.
You're right. It's so much better than getting onto 36 and getting off right here.
No. Yeah.
You see all that traffic?
Yeah.
No, I don't, because there isn't any.
No,
that's because you already would have gotten off and it would have gone through the traffic.
Whatever.
So, just be calm.
No.
Baby. And enhance your calm, dude.
No.
Enhance your calm.
No.
And then, so that means that 55% of it is what they need to make the first season?
First episode,
that's and
one episode.
New CD possibly.
Mm-hmm. So the goal is that the $1.1 million is one episode and one album.
Yep.
And when you do all the math, it ends up being enough for all of the producers, the electricians, actors, writers, directors, set crew, all of the space rental, fixing the battle tram for the episode.
Yep.
And then enough to pay the guys like $10 an hour for the 6 weeks they're going to be making the album.
Yep.
Because they all got to quit their jobs to do.
They have jobs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, if you like the Aquabats and you want to see the new Aquabats Super Show and get new Aquabats music, go to that Kickstarter and put fucking money into that shit. Yeah. I'm, like, looking about how much stuff I can sell to go give them money.
Yeah, I haven't pledged at the time of recording because I haven't decided how much money I'll have. So I'm probably going to wait until shortly before this was released with how much money I'm going to put in there.
The downside of it is that, like, Kickstarter is one of those things. It's not like GoFundMe or Patreon where you can still succeed if you don't succeed kind of thing. Where if you don't hit your goal,
right. Well, you can succeed. I think you can have that as a Kickstarter.
They just chose not to. But,
yeah, because you can't do half of the costs.
No, you cannot.
They picked the smallest thing they could do to get their goal. But they've had so many famous people on there. I'm surprised it hasn't already hit half a million.
Yeah, me too. Like, if you see Jack Black on the first episode, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised they got him there, but he didn't give any money. Or maybe he did. I don't
really
know. Well,
yeah, that's the other thing is we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They might be pulling their strings and stuff.
The reason that I wanted to talk about it is because it went, like, it's been going for about 7 days now, I think.
Yeah, a week or two.
At the time of our recording, 7 days, but at the time of release, probably like more like 14 days or something of that nature.
Go on.
When it's only hit $2.9 or $2,900. No,
$290,000
is what it was at today.
Yeah.
So many different ways to say numbers. I always get confused.
Tell me about it.
And I was, like, astonished because it hasn't gone up in the last 3 days.
It jumped a lot in the first 24 hours and then hasn't moved much.
It hit a pretty hefty Kickstarter amount for the first 24 hours. I mean, some games, like, in the first 24, some board games in the first 24 hours are making, like 2 or 3 million in the first 24 hours. Which,
if you luck out, yeah, if you catch that just right.
So, yeah, I don't know. They're doing a lot of PR stuff, too. So I hope that it's one of those cases of, like, a bunch of people just kind of waiting until they...
Yeah, I think there'll be some lame ones, but I don't know if it's really gonna... I mean, it came out of the blue.
They actually they announced it a month before. Now, if you're following them on Twitter and things like that.
1 month preceding. I don't know. I feel like I didn't hear about it, and I'm a sort of fan.
Did you, like, you follow them on social media, do you?
I thought I did.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is, if I didn't hear about it, that means there's a lot of other people who probably also didn't hear about it, and they're now going from one paycheck to the next paycheck. So when you have that whole month, there might be a lot of people that are like, got the money now, boom.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's what I figured. So, like, either people are saving so they can do it at the end, even though they get charged at the end, which is...
Yeah, I know, but you know how people are.
Yeah.
The other bummer is I feel like I understand where they're coming from, but I think they have an uphill battle because their price points are all kind of high.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because it means you'll get to that goal faster and they've got good stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you mean they're like Kickstarter things?
Each of their rewards.
They added a few new levels, I think, exactly to combat that, which is like a $33 level, which is like a better level than like jumping from, you know, 15 to 60 or something, you know?
And it seems like the good ones, the ones I want, are all in the $100 to $200 range.
Yeah, I think I did 111.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do something like that. Did you see some of the options, though? If somebody happens to have a spare $10 million on hand, you can put your $2,500 deposit, or $250,000 deposit, I forget what it was a large number, on there. And then if you do this, you agree to donate $10 million for them to do all of their stretch goals and all of the everything. And in exchange, they'll let you do whatever the fuck you want. And they will go out with you and they will locate and purchase a private island, which they will christen Aquabania.
What?
And you will serve as the Prime Minister of Aquabania for the first 3 years, during which time they will come visit you at least twice a year to catch some surf and hang out.
That is legit.
Where after can we get $10 million? After 3 years, you'll have to step down, but you can run for re-election in a vote because democracy and stuff.
That is that what it says on the $10 million goal?
Yeah.
I hope somebody does that.
I don't know who has $10 million to do it, but...
Elon Musk.
There you go.
He likes to invest in shitty, dumb things sometimes.
Shitty, dumb things. Well, there's a couple...
Did you see how many cops are here?
Yeah, like, there's... Something's happening here.
Oh, look, there's police tape over there.
Yeah, no, there's something happening here.
There's something living on Sheridan. In here. there's so many like what shootings and stuff.
Ain't exactly clear.
Let's go investigate.
They're probably looking for somebody.
Like, aren't we all kind of looking for somebody to love?
There's a man with a gun over there.
Oh God, he's got a gun!
Telling me.
And this dude's just fucking mowing the lawn like he's chill. Do you see the cops
over
there?
Balls.
Well, anyway, I think the Aquabats are probably one of the better influences in my life.
Oh yeah, no, I think that they deserve this. I mean, I'm hoping that the market bears that out. I'm kind of bummed they didn't already get to like 4 million. They're not going to make any of their stretch goals, I don't think. But
I don't understand what TV like station wouldn't pick them up for a show. Like,
I think their demographic doesn't make sense.
But it's like Adventure Time. The same people that watch Adventure Time would watch Aquabats Super Show.
And that demographic doesn't make sense to people.
But it makes it so works. Much money.
Oh, it does. For but I mean, TV executives, right? They don't.
God, I hate fucking executives so much. Like, the decisions that they make are just.
We have Netflix to thank for that.
To thank for what?
Getting away from that parent.
Oh, yes, I agree with you.
And I guess they didn't get. Netflix didn't want them. They probably weren't quite hot enough. I don't know.
Maybe it will be one of those things like, they get far enough along, they don't hit it, but someone picks them up. That happens quite often, actually, with like board games and some other the video games.
The guy was going with his lights on. I was like, should I pull over or is he done?
Okay. I mean, just assume that. Is there just this weird air of things happening
right now? I think there might be on a bit of a manhunt right now, so...
But, like, did you notice the pressure change that happened when we drove through that area?
Yeah, there's something going on. Some wizardy shit going on.
Dude, it's a Dresden Files incident.
Yeah, so just, you know...
Be careful when someone
loves you. Keep your butthole tight.
But everybody's acting kind of weird.
No, we're not.
Like, everybody is, like, driving kind of really close to the center?
Yeah, they're probably all freaked out because of all the cops as well.
Oh, no, she just did not. She degaffed real hard. Amy said that. Amy, didn't you say that the other day? You said the word degaff, and I wasn't sure what the fuck you're talking about for a second.
Yeah, that took me two or three passes to the...
But it's, like, really cool to say. Didn't you say that? Did you not say that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We met the... on the way back from Gunnison, we met the biggest douchebag.
Oh, yeah?
And we wrote some songs about him while driving.
Share one with me now.
I don't know, remember. Share one they were with all just me basically me saying douchebag a lot to the song that was on the radio.
Improvise one now.
Douchebag. Douchebag. In your red little boat with your stupid fucking truck. And you're cutting people off and you're tailing them close. And you are a piece of douche.
That guy's missing a lug nut.
It's a choice. It's not a choice, it's a lifestyle.
Which reminds me, loved your song, by the way. Reminds me of what I heard. I learned of a thing that makes sense, and you maybe have heard of it before, but I never heard of it before, and it's called the lug nut rule. When you're looking at which, in a collision, who's going to come out on top, like who's going to win the collision of vehicles, the one with the most lug nuts will probably win.
I feel like that is a rule that shouldn't have been made, because all cars should have all lug nuts.
No.
Oh,
look at how many lug nuts are on that front wheel of that U-Haul there.
Oh, is it because the more lug nuts you have, the more, yeah. Like...
Now, have you ever noticed how many lug nuts are on a fire truck?
No, but I imagine that it's there, more.
Each wheel has, like, 15 fucking lug nuts, so okay. You get, like, a dump truck. You just got shitloads of lug nuts, right? So, like, then you got a Cooper Mini that's got, like, four on each wheel.
And like, it barely just has, like, a toothpick.
Missing one. It's like,
yeah, man. So that introduces an interesting thing into the lug nut rule, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you take off... So it's not how many lug nuts you have, it's how many you could have. But there's a critical low. Because if you only have one lug nut, you're probably going to lose all.
Well, that's what he pointed out. Motorcycles only have the one.
No, but I mean, like, right? If you could have five and only have one, you've probably already lost.
Then you're probably going to lose.
Yeah.
Whoa, that guy fucked up his driveway. Did you see that? It was like a rock garden instead of a driveway.
Rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
Kendrick, you really didn't seize the initiative on that Green Arrow.
I was thinking about it, but I saw that shitty car, and I figured that guy was going to drive like a dick. And he did, because he did not signal that turn. I would have rear-ended the fuck out of that guy.
Whoa. The
fuck. Huge.
So does that mean that you would have rear-ended him so hard that he would never want to have sex again?
No, he would have just orgasmed from the apex.
I rear-ended the orgasm out of that guy. How can you tell? Do you really want to know?
No. I have my suspicions.
What are you doing this weekend, Kendrick? Trick question. Booze party.
Yeah. Other than that, just cleaning up stuff. Got a lot of stuff doing on the house. I got some projects I got to try to catch up on.
somebody, every time I sneeze, someone, I always think about somebody in high school that made fun of me for not being able to sneeze right.
You do sneeze weird.
Yeah, I either cough or I sneeze like a kitten, and I'm like,
I normally sneeze like totally silently, but lately they've been sneaking up on me. So I'm going along and I was like, it startles me and everyone around me. We just have a moment we all share.
And everyone's like, I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I don't know. Underwear.
I'm dying. I'm dying. Like, poor Han was sick the other day. And I don't know if you've had dogs or all the dogs I know, whenever they get sick, and they don't get sick often, but when they do, they look just as confused. Like, they have no idea what's going on. Like, I feel bad. I don't understand. Make it go away. They just kind of like put their head in your lap, like, I feel like crap. Make it stop. You, master
please,
of things.
Please, please help.
Make this go away.
Is that it? Like,
yeah. He was like snortling and like chuffing and other words. That
was
don't
he like coughing?
Use.
Do dogs cough and sneeze?
Yeah.
I didn't Sometimes. Even think dogs could get like colds.
Yeah, it was some kind of infection, I think. They gave him antibiotics, but he was kind of getting better before they gave him to him. So it was one of those like they weren't sure something got lodged in his nose or something. I don't know. It was weird, but he looked like he was going to die for a minute there, and then he got better. He kept me up a couple nights from just the weird noises he was making, but
I did that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
From across the street when we used to. So I toured Amy around where Gunnison when we were there.
Oh yeah.
I showed her where I knocked the Mountain Dew can out of your hand.
Was it still there?
No. I didn't show her directly. I pointed and said, "Hey,
pointed in the alley.
There's the place where I."
There's that alley where we introduced the concept of Kyling things.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. I think we're gonna. Yeah.
So
there you go. Gunnison was fun.
Yeah, I guess you want to talk all about Gunnison.
No, I'll do it. Okay.
It's nice visiting in the summer.
Yeah, it is. I would only suggest going in the summer, actually, if you were gonna stay, like, because while there's snow there, there's literally nothing to do. Nope, not a single thing.
You could go.
Nope. I don't think that's real. So yeah, just go in the summer. It's really nice.
With the Texans.
There are so many people from Texas there in the summer.
Oh, it's nuts.
Didn't notice that while I was living there because I was inside a lot, but noticed it when we were driving around. Holy monkeys, there's a lot of Texans.
It's a popular Texan vacation spot.
All right, well, go support the Aquabats.
Did you say were you about to say you're a popular Texas vacation spot?
No, I said that's weird.
Oh, but you should have said
you,
it.
And then you kind of bailed out. Now
you're
I'm now
a Texas vacation
yes.
spot.
Okay.
Yeah. So go support the Aquabats.
Please do.
Thanks for listening to our rant today. Have fun.
Remind me next week that this is going to go
up. Sure, I will. Like, comment, subscribe.